Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today I'm talking about your analysis paralysis. So what exactly is analysis paralysis? Well, basically, analysis paralysis is overanalyzing, overthinking about something, your goal or a plan or a dream or an achievement that you wish to actually achieve. But you think so much about it that you give yourself excuses and fears not to actually go forward and try to achieve that goal. So this is so common. I see this all the time. Students that I have that have been training with me in martial arts and kickboxing for years, I hear their goals and they don't seem to progress towards those goals. And it's to do with analysis paralysis. Sometimes it's the goal is to, I don't know, go towards black belt, get a black belt, or the goal is to purchase a home or purchase some property, anything that requires due diligence. So due diligence is basically doing your homework. So overthinking about stuff to a point is really, really necessary. I've often in my life overthought. I actually do consider myself to be an overthinker. I will analyze everything. I will go through all the many, many situations and many, many different paths that a problem or a goal can go through, or an ambition that can go through. I can very easily talk myself out of going ahead with it. But it's not something that I would necessarily suffer from. And I think basically fighting has kind of knocked that out of me. So from a fighting point of view, from a fighter's point of view, you absolutely overanalyze your whole training camp. By the way, did you listen to my podcast last week? If you haven't, please go back and listen to it. This is very relevant to exactly what we're talking about here, this exact process. So the process of a fighter before a fight, you very much strategize, overanalyze, you do your due diligence, you do your research and your homework on your opponent, and you completely overthink about things. You overthink about things to the point that you literally can't think about anything else, and you can drive yourself crazy and go around in circles. It's all that you can think about, and consumes your life. Then when you enter the cage or the boxing ring or the kickboxing ring or the fighting area, the martial arts area, It gets a point where it has to all go completely out the window. There's no point in over-strategizing. Well, you don't have the luxury of being able to overthink at that stage when someone's actually punching and throwing kicks at you. You don't have the luxury of being able to overanalyze. So it goes from one extreme to another. Over-analyzation, over-strategizing to it's on and you simply have to fight. Because it is just, at the end of the day, it's fighting. So no matter how theoretical you wish it to be, when it comes to the crunch, you're going to have to drop all of that. Hopefully you can retain all the homework that you've done. But really, when it comes to the crunch, you have to be more ruthless in your pursuit. You can't afford to be thinking on a conscious level. And the same goes for your goals or your ambitions. So too many people overanalyze, and they overanalyze to the point of paralysis, which is not actually going ahead and attempting to achieve the thing that you're overthinking about. So it could be because you've given yourself enough reasons not to go ahead, or enough reasons to fail, or you've made your fear of failure even on a grander scale, so that you've really limited yourself being able to go forward and achieve your goals. So the fear of failure and the fear of success and imposter syndrome and all of these things are things that I discuss, you know, on the podcast, and they come about over and over. So you're probably sick of listening to me talking about them. But I'll give you another example. When it comes to business, when it comes to setting up businesses or doing new business ventures, I hate doing business plans. I hate them for this very simple analysis paralysis reason. I don't like doing them because, well, I find a lot of the time they're fictitious anyway, all your projections and all the things. obviously I think about everything, but there comes a point where I don't like the business plans, because the business plans actually give me enough reasons not to proceed with, you know, the area of business that I was looking to do. It can give you enough reasons not. And I know people will say business plans and you have to do them, and yeah, but to a certain point you can end up giving yourself so many reasons that you actually won't fire forward and, you know, at least attempt or start. So that brings me to the next thing. Something is better than nothing. So starting something and perfecting it along the journey is a hell of a lot better than not starting anything at all for fear of failure. Or the worst one, the one I can't stand, is for fear of what people are going to think. These podcasts is a perfect example. I could very easily not do podcasts or not have started with the Success Sensei. I knew I might open myself up to criticism or sneering or hating or any of these things. It would have been very easy. The same with you. Any of your goals, you know that your peers, people that live close to you, your neighbors or people that know you, your friends, you're opening yourself up. So this is just a part of it. That should nearly drive you forward to making the best job and to actually doing something. It should spur you on and not the opposite. That's another reason why I like it. It's another reference to martial arts. And I mean, the Success Sensei is going to be making a lot of references to martial arts, because it's the area of expertise that I know about, and it's the one that I've learned about everything else. So everything else I've ever done, I've done through the mind of a fighter and a martial artist. So whether it was business, whether it was investing, everything I've ever done in life, it's through the eyes and in the shoes or the foot pads of a martial artist and a fighter. So with kickboxing, the thing I like, and MMA really, the thing I like is from day one, you feel like a fighter. So from day one, you are a kickboxer, and from day one, you are an MMA fighter. You just perfect it along the way. It was a little bit different to when I did Kung Fu and when I did Karate. When I did Karate, it felt like it took a good while before I actually felt like I was a karateka, so a practitioner of Karate. It felt like I had to put in a lot more effort, and even still, it felt like I wasn't really. But with the likes of kickboxing, with the likes of boxing, with the likes of MMA, you're hitting pads straight away, you're drilling with training partners straight away. And the reason why I'm only making reference to martial arts is because the whole thing is you get started and you learn while doing. So that this is my point. You learn while doing. So you start something, you're certainly not perfect, but you'll pick it up quickly by immersing yourself in your subject matter, in your activity. You will gain the knowledge that you need to get when you start your project. So you'll gain the people as well in your life, you know, if you believe in the law of attraction. But when you put out there what you want to do and you're actively working towards it, you will attract the people that you need to help you towards your goal, are like-minded people who are also on the same path as you that you can absolutely learn from and gain expertise from. So you need to start whatever it is you've been putting off, whatever it is you've been dreaming about and not turning it into a goal. You really should be looking at that now. You really should be starting to do that now. Procrastination is ruinous to many, many people. And it would be all, imagine yourself, your future self, looking back, thinking, I would have, should have, could have. Now that to me would be a larger fear than the fear of failure, or the fear of looking stupid, or the fear of what someone's, you know, going to turn around and criticize or whatever. The fear of turning around on your deathbed, or you know, just being an old person turning around saying, I should have, I would have, I could have, if only I had tried. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to everyone around you to follow up with all your goals and your plans. So if you're actually lucky enough to know what your goals are, what you actually want to do, you're ahead of a lot of people. A lot of people don't know what their mission is, or they don't know the direction that they want to go. So if you actually know, or you've been able to dream something that you actually would like, you actually know what you'd like to do, you know what your legacy should be, you know what your path in life is, you know what you want to transition towards, you really owe it to yourself and everyone around you to try your utmost to get started and to build your momentum along the way. Because you will be a miserable git if you feel that you're living a life that's not true to what your goals and your aspirations were. So keep that in mind. I hope that helps. Do think things through. I'm not saying just blindly, you know, don't look and then just leap. Obviously, look before you leap. Obviously, do your due diligence. Obviously, do your planning. do your analyzing, but there comes a point where you have to be ruthless in going forward. And once you've made your decision, you have to be happy with that decision and you have to follow through. There's nothing worse than a half an attack, a half-hearted forward motion. You're setting yourself up for failure. So please don't do that. Please do your due diligence, do your analyzing, and then there comes a point where you need to drop everything and just follow through once you've made your decision. I hope that helps you, and I hope it helps you beat your analysis paralysis. So this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.